Come on, man. We need the work. Let's go. Let's go.
Down the middle of the field. He's got through. 35, 30.
Rose intercepted.
Touchdown, Giants.
And we're on. Fantastic. Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live. Anita Marks and, of course, Jeff Feagles. The band is back. Double fist
pump.
Woo! How you doing, my friend?
We're a day early. So,
well, you're a day early. You typically do Friday.
Right. Is this your day?
No, I do Wednesday. We're meeting in the middle, man. We're meeting in the middle.
Well, we got a big day tomorrow. It's Christmas and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody.
That's right. From all of us here at the Giants organization, the Giants facility, wishing everybody out there a very Merry Christmas. Christmas Eve tonight. Obviously Christmas tomorrow, which means, by the way, just quick note, no Big Blue Kickoff Live on Christmas, which, let's face it, you really should be spending time with your family and your loved ones as opposed to watching this dude on Big Blue Kickoff Live.
This dude, we'll take you through till tomorrow.
That's right. So
there's not much to talk about. I don't know how we're going to get through this show.
I don't know. Not a lot of breaking news out there right now, right? First and foremost, what are you doing tonight? Christmas Eve. I know we have a big
event tonight.
You do.
We start off with going to Christmas Eve Mass, 4 o'clock, and then at 6 o'clock in the Feagles household, we will have 23 people at my house.
Wow, I didn't get the invite. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Doing what we call the Italian Feast of the Seven Fishes.
I was just going to say, so a lot of fish.
We're doing seven fishes, and it's just going to be a lot of cooking, a lot of drinking, a lot of festivity going on tonight. It should be a lot of fun.
Nice.
Looking forward to it.
And then what happens on Christmas morning at the Feagles household?
We recover.
Is it a big slumber party? All 23 spend
no,
the night?
No, no, no. They will be kicked out but at a reasonable hour tonight because, Santa Claus is coming. They got to make sure he comes through the chimney tonight. So.
Yeah.
And then we'll just wake up.
Can Santa Claus still get down the chimney there, Feagles? I know your playing days are over.
There's no way that I'm getting down the chimney that way. No. Sorry. That's not happening.
For me, I'm heading into the city. I've got a dinner reservation at a fun restaurant in the city. I'm really excited about it.
Good.
I went there last year. Very festive kind of restaurant.
The city is always festive this time of the year. It's a beautiful thing for those who've never been in the city this time of the year. It's just awesome.
It's so great. And then one of my favorite places in New York City, it's called the Boom Boom Room. It's at the top of the standard, and the entire room is just all glass. So you've got like a view of
it's
all.
Boom.
Of,
there
it's
it is.
Boom, it's boom, and it's all. It's really cool. It's up at the top of the standard. It's and you've got a view of all New York City, and the theme is the Great Gatsby.
Oh wow!
So they play a lot of jazz.
That's perfect this time of the year.
Oh man! Yeah. So I'll have a glass of champagne as I toast in.
I like the big band Christmas music. That's you get the horns going, you get all that good stuff. It's just a fun. I mean, listen, if you don't like this time of the year, then there's something wrong with you.
So Bah anyway,
humbug, right?
That's what we're going to be doing Christmas. Hopefully, again, everybody out there is enjoying their Christmas Eve and their Christmas morning as well. But obviously, the big news at hand is Odell Beckham Jr. Unfortunately, I'm sure Giants fans are really disappointed with the fact that his suspension, he appealed it. As we know yesterday, James Thrash was the arbitrator, former wide receiver for the Washington Redskins, mind you. And unfortunately, it was not overturned. So Odell Beckham Jr. will have to serve the suspension. He's actually not allowed to even be at the facility, be near the facility, be around the facility until Monday. So Odell will be hopefully around good friends and good family because, let's face it, I'm sure this has got to be a very difficult time for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when he looks back on it, he will learn from it. I think not only will he learn from it, I think a lot of people will learn from it. And, there's a time when you're a young guy, you're 23 years old, it's your second year in the National Football League. This is something that going forward, I think that he'll look back on it and say, obviously he's already said he was wrong, but there's more to it than just a lot of the things that happened on the field. It's layered. I always tell my kids, when you do something like this, there's always repercussions to it, and you have to be, you're responsible for everything you do, both on and off the field. And, it goes deeper than just one person. It when it affects the team like it did, because when you think about it, Anita, when something like this happens on the field, it not only affects the psyche and of what's going on personally with Odell, it affects the offense, it affects the personnel, it affects the route running, it affects more than just that one person. So when it takes effect on that, it really has a very detrimental effect on the whole team. And so what's happened here is now you look at, okay, what is this team going to do without Odell Beckham? And you're probably sitting there going, there's not much, because Odell Beckham is really the one point in the offense that gets things going. Big playability, the part where you have to pay attention to him. Well, guess what? He's not going to be there this weekend. The Giants are fighting for their playoff hopes, and this is a rally cry for the rest of this team to rally around something that happened to Odell in his own doing. So now this team has got to get back on track and go win a game. 8:30 in Minnesota, which, by the way, is not indoors.
No. And the temperatures, do you know what the temperatures?
So 9 degrees, I heard.
Well, the high is 19 during the day, 10 at night. I'm sure it'll dip even lower than that because
ridiculous.
Of the wind chill factor. Poor yeah. Paul Dottino, by the way.
Poor
you know,
Paul.
He, you know, he's
going to lose that tan he got in Miami 3 weeks ago.
He's going to, you know, he likes to be on that sideline. I wonder if he's going to be on the sidelines. And also keep in mind, this is University of Minnesota Stadium, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm not even sure if the press
stadium.
Box, right? I'm not even sure if the press, yeah, well, it has to be. Come on, it's Minnesota. Of course a press box.
Oh, yeah, no, I think it's,
come on.
I think, yeah, and I think that, yeah, listen, I.
So I have a feeling Paul's going to be in the press box.
If he was smart, he would be. But you know what? Paul's a tough dude, man. He's gonna kind of, you know, stay the course on what he does normally. So I don't know. I sit next to him in the home games.
How black and blue is your – because I remember when I used to sit next to him in the home games, I used to walk away and my entire arm was black
from
and
hitting?
Blue for days. Because
yeah.
all he does is – Oh,
I'm probably
going to
walk away with my left
insane.
Arm being black and
he's
blue today,
insane.
Too.
Fans think he's insane on this show. You have no idea what happens to Paul Dottino.
Well, the thing with Paul is that everything is around, you know, everybody, Paul thinks, and this is all good about Paul, by the way. He just thinks that the whole world revolves around him in that press box. And some of us are trying to do other work in there and concentrating and focusing, especially someone like me who has a major ADD problems. And when I can't take two and three conversations at once. And with Paul's trying to explain to me this and this and this, I'm like, Paul, you have to be quiet. I can't talk to you right now. Leave me alone.
Do you really say that to him?
Yes. And he responds well.
Oh,
about
okay,
about 3 minutes later, okay. He's back on it.
All right. Well, our phone lines are open. 201-939-4513 is the phone number you want to get in. Also, I'll be monitoring Twitter, hashtag Giants Chat, with any questions or comments for myself, of course, or Jeff Feagles. Yeah, I was getting there.
That would be me.
I've only had one cup of coffee this morning. Jeff Feagles. So, again, obviously the big news right now is no Odell Beckham Jr. for the Giants. Yesterday I hosted with David Deal, and the entire show was all about Odell Beckham Jr. And I get it, and I understand why, because the appeal process was taking place. And,
right.
and I think there were a lot of Giants fans that were very hopeful that he would be active. But I think today, this show, I think we need to focus on the matter at hand. And that is Saturday. Giants fans need to hunker down somewhere, whether it's a local watering hole, whether it's your man cave, and you need to cheer on that Philadelphia Eagles team. Philadelphia needs to defeat the Washington.
As hard as that's going to be to do.
Yeah. Okay. Another thing, keep in mind, Giants fans, you know who else you want to root for? You want to root for the Arizona Cardinals to beat the Green Bay Packers, because if that happens, Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, came out and said that if the Arizona Cardinals beat the Green Bay Packers, this game really doesn't matter for the Minnesota Vikings. What matters is week 17 against the Green Bay Packers.
He said that.
To win the NFC North. So there is a shot that if Arizona does defeat the Green Bay Packers, then this Monday Night Football game, can you imagine? NBC must be beside themselves right now. Whoever decided to flex this game, okay?
No longer works.
Donald Trump, you're fired. You're out of here.
Yeah.
Because there's a chance, no Odell Beckham Jr., okay? That's millions and millions of dollars in revenue for viewership.
They didn't know that
to begin
before.
With.
So.
Okay, and then now there's a shot, there's an opportunity that, A, one of these teams, if not both these teams, really this game wouldn't matter much for either. So I just, anyway. So Giants fans, you need to root for the Philadelphia Eagles. You need to root for the Arizona Cardinals. Huh. There's a chance that Minnesota might not put their best guys up against the Giants come Sunday Night Football. Keep that in mind. And then, of course, the following week, if the Giants win and they beat the Minnesota Vikings, you've got a Washington team that has to head to Dallas. And granted, Dallas is out. I get it. They're playing with their fourth-string quarterback. I get it. But you can attest to this. This is a division rival. These two teams really, I don't use the word hate often. I don't like the word hate.
Yeah.
But these two teams hate each other. Jerry Jones doesn't want to go out with a loss against the Washington Redskins, regardless
and
if the
does
season
Jason
doesn't.
Garrett.
Regardless if the season doesn't matter or not. And it's in Dallas. Washington doesn't play. So there's still a glimmer of hope, okay?
Yeah.
There is still a glimmer of hope that the Giants still can make it to the postseason. It's not over yet, man.
And really, when you think about when the Giants line up at 8 o'clock or 8:30 Sunday night, whatever time it is, they're going to know. And they may be kicking it off with no chance at all, because if Washington beats Dallas, then it's over. So, and then being without Odell really doesn't even matter at that point in time. And that's just the way it may, the chips may fall. But hopefully, as Giants fans, hope that that doesn't happen. But when you look back at this, Anita, and you think about the opportunities, the weeks that they were on their bye, that division goes 1-4. They have a 2-game lead in the division at one point in time, and then they just continue to struggle down the stretch. They have nobody to blame but themselves on this one, and I really think that it's a tough pill to swallow, but it's the accountability factor. It's guys, you have to understand that you do things on the field, and if you don't get it done in that 60 minutes, then you're sitting there. You never, as a football player, ever wanted to have to wait on somebody else to do something. You always wanted, you always hear that the destination or your destiny is in your own hands. I mean, as much as a cliche is that, it means a lot. When you control your own destiny, that means a lot, because you don't want to sit there and wait. Now, I remember one year, and it's actually when I was with the Seahawks, and we played the Giants, of all people. And there was no way in God's name we were making the playoffs. There was one of these scenarios where this team had to lose or tie and this and this and this and this. And lo and behold, our game was over. And this was a game that was on the West Coast that had started a little bit later than we did. And we actually, when we got on the bus, somebody had announced that we made the playoffs because we backed into the playoffs. But I remember leaving old Giant Stadium. And going back to Seattle, we had made the playoffs that year because of a scenario. And that was a great experience, but it's not anything you really ever want to have to count on, for sure.
I want to remind you, fans, don't forget that Big Blue Kickoff Live is brought to you by DraftKings, the daily fantasy sports destination at DraftKings. You can play as often as you want with no season-long commitment. Go to DraftKings.com, enter the promo code CONTACT to play for free today. DraftKings Fantasy Sports, free to play. Yeah. All right, phone lines are open. 201-939-4513 is the phone number. We've got a full bank. You ready to rock and roll? Mr. Feegs?
Yes, and I'm just wondering how I did
last week. I really love hosting this show with
you. Here, these were my picks last week.
I miss you.
Thank you.
Tom Brady, Adrian Peterson. Well, that didn't work out for you, did it? Rob
Gronkowski. Sounds like just all the rest of them.
What do you
mean?
What do you mean I sound like all the rest of
them? Well, that didn't work out for you.
Do you want
me? That one didn't work out for you.
Do you want me? I kind of know a little bit about fantasy football.
Last week.
I know. Do you want me to give you some picks this week?
No. Absolutely not. I do not need any help.
Really?
No.
Because
I would hate to skew the results at the end of the year to say in week 16 that I get some help from the fantasy guru, and it skews all of the statistics that are going to be thrown out there when the season's over. No, I don't need your help.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Will get them. Hopefully, I don't know if I'm going to get them today, but I usually do them on Friday. I usually put these together on Thursday, but there's shopping to do and
can I just say one thing?
You're on your own, folks. If you're counting on me for those fantasy picks, which I know you do, I'm sorry. I can't give you a gift this weekend.
Can I just say one thing?
What?
Only play Pittsburgh Steelers and Jacksonville Jaguar players this week. You will win, my friend.
Pittsburgh is playing who?
Ravens.
Okay.
Jacksonville's playing New Orleans.
Everybody wishes they played New Orleans.
there's a stat out there that their defense this season is the worst defense in the past 32 years of the NFL in regard to stats. The worst defense in the NFL in the past 32 years, this Saints defense is. Wow. All right, let's head out to the calls.
As Rob Ryan said, the Saints defense is 33rd in the NFL. There's 32 teams.
Let's go to Big Ed.
Big Ed.
Oh, we're having fun today. Welcome into Big Blue Kickoff Live.
Big Ed.
Hey, how y'all doing? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
How y'all doing today?
Great.
You all right, Big Ed?
Oh, man. Hey, I'm okay. It's a great season, I'm just looking forward to next year. Hopefully, I'm just hopefully Victor Cruz is healthy, because then we can have a dual threat like we were supposed to this year. I think it goes on the list of saying, like Ray Lewis said, God said if it was supposed to happen, it would happen. So,
all right,
if it happens, it'll happen on faith. We got a faith that the Eagles will beat the Redskins on Saturday night. And for some reason, if they do, you already know we're in. Nobody's going to beat us at that point, because we know what we're fighting for and we know what we're playing for, if we're playing for it. So we're just hopefully wishing the Eagles. I know it's tough to say, y'all. Yeah, the Eagles beat the Redskins. They've been having a
go Eagles
at home, so. We don't know. Yeah, I know, right?
That's horrible. I mean, that's Eagle like that's like
just for one night.
I'm telling you what. It's bad when you have to say that. It really is, uh-huh. Big Ed. You don't want to say go Eagles. You can't, but you have to.
I would feel so confused with you, Jeff. Jeff, I mean, you play for the Eagles, then you play for the Giants, man. I would be just like beside myself.
I have no problem with saying I don't like the Eagles. I've never have. I loved them when I played for them because they gave me a job. But
exactly.
They also left.
Yeah,
it's a
job.
Yeah, it's a job.
Big Ed, thank you for the phone call, and happy holidays to you and yours.
All right, Big Ed, thank you, buddy.
And definitely you too, Queen Anita. Miss you guys. Hopefully, like I said, we just get this win, the Eagles, and then we can take care of business.
Yep.
Yeah, your mouth to God's ears, Big Ed. Thank you very much. Very interesting with the season for the Eagles, right? I mean, hefty expectations. They come out, they're flat. Then they have these peaks where they beat the Patriots. They beat the Giants. That was an impressive win,
I think. Very impressive.
They beat the Buffalo Bills. You know, they kind of, you know, a lot of people feeling that they're peaking at the right time, and then they come out and they lay a big fat egg against Arizona at home
this past week. They're a hard team to figure out.
They are, right?
They really are. And for, you know, and for the fans of Philadelphia, it must be just very frustrating because of what Chip Kelly was supposed to bring to this team. I mean, back-to-back 10-win seasons. I mean, that's for any coach is pretty good, you know, but then all of a sudden this happens this year. And I think the quarterback position has always just been one of those linchpins on his whole system that he does. And I just don't feel that they have that quarterback there yet. So,
all right, let's go to line 4. Jake is calling in from Long Island. Jake, welcome into Big Blue Kickoff Live.
Hi, Jake.
Hey guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
I was wondering, with Odell being suspended, obviously, who do you think is going to step up on Sunday?
Well, you know what? I want to say that Dwayne Harris will be the guy that steps up a little bit. I think that Reuben Randall we would expect to step up. He's the next guy in line. And I think between those two, one of them is going to be the primary receiver. And then you're going to see the young kid from Connecticut, Jeremy Davis, is going to be active. So I think that, you know, I'm not saying that I know that, but that he's just the next guy up. So it's going to be an interesting concept, if you will, but you know, the only thing that's going to change is the personnel, you know, and there'll be some things offensively that they'll try to do matchup wise against this defense of the Vikings. But you know, I think that a player that I want you to watch, and I've been very impressed with, is Will Tye the last, you know, month of the season. And I think that Eli is becoming so comfortable with him. And by the way, as Giants fans, you know that when Eli Manning is comfortable with a tight end, whether it's Boss or it's Ballard or any of those guys, Shockey, the offense runs well. And when you look at the time when they were searching for that tight end, whether Donnell was stepping up or not, but if you have a tight end that can play, Eli Manning likes that security blanket. He really does. So we'll see what happens. We'll lose him?
Yeah. All right. Well,
there you go. I answered your question.
Thank you for the phone call. I'm with you. I think one thing that we've seen with Will Tye in regard to how this offense is operating is, for a while, Will Tye was kept home to help with pass protect. Now what I'm seeing, tell me if you think I'm wrong, I'm seeing the running back step up, like the Shane Vereen, and then they're stepping up and they're helping with max protect out of the backfield, where now Will Tye is being released and he's that dump route. He's that third option for Eli Manning, and we've really seen that come along. And you're right. Because of that, you're seeing really good chemistry develop between him and Eli.
And the other component to this is that Cunningham is becoming a better blocker, so they feel more comfortable putting him in the lineup now, which is also springboarding Will Tye in some of the routes too. So.
Also, do not be surprised if Shane Vereen lines up in the slot.
Could be good.
Quite yeah. a few times.
I mean, why not?
Come Sunday
the guy
night.
Can catch. I've seen him line up outside and line up all over the place.
The only thing, my only concern with Dwayne Harris is that he's dealing with a shoulder issue.
He played last week.
Hopefully he'll
he's
be
a
active.
A tough dude, man.
Yeah, but as a receiver, you know, you gotta do this and you gotta do that. And if you're Odell, you just do this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm just worried. I'm just worried about that shoulder issue for Dwayne Harris. Reuben Randall, this is a guy you and I have talked about a lot on this show, stepping up. This is his opportunity to really step up. To me, he is the wide receiver one heading into this game against the the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday night. So
yeah, I think he's finally put two games together, which we haven't seen very often. Talking about consistency, he's got two touchdowns in the last two games. And the thing about Reuben Randall is, and we've discussed this before, is that I think it's important for him to be involved in the game early to keep him captive so he doesn't lose focus. And I think that it's almost like it's kind of like a teaser. We're going to get you a couple balls early so you pay attention the rest of the game. But he's going to have to step up. And I think that, you know, we're all talking about the receiver position, but one thing that you got to understand, and we haven't really gotten too much into breaking down this game, is that Linval Joseph is up there in Minnesota. He's hurt, okay? He's got a foot, and he's questionable for this game. Anthony Barr, who's their middle linebacker, has missed the last two games because of groin injury. So, really, the middle of that defense is a little bit banged up. And so, maybe we see the Giants try to run the football a little bit more with the absence of one Odell Beckham. So, we'll see what happens there. But surely they're going to miss him.
Also, some other guys, Orleans Darkwa dealing with an illness, Devon Kennard still dealing with that foot, Marcus Kuhn a knee, Selvia concussion, Cooper Taylor concussion. Of course, they brought back Merriweather this week as well, just FYI. 201-939-4513 is the phone number you want to get in on this Christmas Eve special edition of Big Blue Kickoff Live. I just made that up. Also, hit us up on Twitter.
Nice.
At Giants, and of course include that hashtag Giants chat. Here's a question for you. Can Andre Williams play fullback? I'm sure he can. Do you see him play that role?
No. He's not a fullback. You know, they have multiple ways to get people in the backfield, whether it's Cunningham, any of the tight ends. You bring in one of the linemen, you know, to put him on the line. They have personnel that will handle that. But I don't know. I don't see it. It's not like he's done it before. These guys that are running backs, they're running backs. You know, they're not in position normally to be a blocking back like Nikita was. But, you know, I don't think it would happen.
201-939-4513. Let's head out to our calls here. We've got Andrew. Andrew wants to talk about Odell. Andrew, welcome in.
Andrew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
And what's happening?
Happy holidays to you.
You too.
And Merry Christmas. If it's a personal joke with Anita from ESPN, it's everything's closed on Christmas, including CVS, but you could go to Anita's apartment. Sorry,
so
don't understand.
I'll explain it after. What you got, Andrew?
I'm in the Dunkin' Donuts, which used to be a Mr. Pizza right near the stadium. I'm a lifelong Giant fan, going back to the Petarchik fumble era. My dad and I would go to Mr. Pizza after the game. Happy holidays to my parents, who are in South Carolina. I'll send them the podcast. But I think Odell should have been suspended for two games and the other guy for one game. And I'm glad that he's finally remorseful. I didn't like the presser after he wasn't. But I wanted to ask about it was just a weird game that the irony, and I'm going to leave you with the question, is that Beckham dropped the touchdown and DRC dropped a pick six, which of course is bad, and of course you want them to make those plays. But because they dropped them, in a weird way, it ultimately down in the second half near the fourth quarter helped the Giants because the lead was 35-7, so the Panthers kind of bled up or just ran the ball more. And then when Beckham caught the touchdown, the irony there is that it was like, in a weird way, of course, I was happy, but in a weird way, when I looked at the clock and I saw the time and they had all their time out, and all they needed was a field goal, then my happiness dropped off. But
you knew something was wrong.
Him catching the touchdown. I'm almost done. I'll leave you with the question. Him catching the touchdown was good, but would you rather have Shane Vereen get a first down right at the 1 yard line and go out of bounds? The clock is stopped. They have all their timeouts and they have four downs.
No.
They can't stop them. The defense is so predictable that they're not going to hold. If they needed a touchdown, which they didn't, the Panthers needed just a field goal, I guess I would take the touchdown. But, I mean, it was. I'm just saying it was ironic that they got that and that when they dropped the balls earlier, I think the weird thing, it helped them. But I guess your answer is no. But happy holidays. And the fish dinner my cousin used to make, my mom's Italian.
Nice.
And my wife is Thai, so I get great food on both sides.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys. Happy holidays.
You too.
Thank you.
You always go for the points there. There's no the hypothetical. There's no way. You take the points. I mean, and I feel I've said this a million times this season. And when we look at the six comebacks that these other teams have made against the Giants, it all depends on one of the players, no matter who it is, young, old, medium, whatever you want to call it. Somebody in those situations has got to make a play. And in those six losses, nobody has made plays. That's the difference. That's strictly the difference. I don't care. You can call it coaching. You can call it the play calling. You can call it this and that. You can put a little bit of it on that and this. But the most important part of it is that's missing from this team all season is someone has got to make plays in those critical moments of the game. And nobody should argue with me with that. There's no way.
I'm not going to argue.
Okay, good.
I'm not going to argue.
I want to make sure that we know that on this Christmas Eve.
I want to share this because the caller just mentioned Odell's statement, and I just want to read it just in case there's some Giants fans out there who have not had an opportunity to read Odell's statement. This is what he had to say. I appealed my suspension because it is the right granted to all players under the NFL's CBA, and because I owe it to my teammates to do everything I can to be on the field this week. Regardless of the outcome of my appeal, I apologize for my actions on Sunday. I work hard to be great, and accepting the blessings of having the physical skills to play at this level brings the responsibility to conduct myself in a certain way on and off the field. Sportsmanship and respecting the game are as important as blocking, running routes, and catching the football. I dropped the ball on sportsmanship on Sunday. I apologize to my teammates, the Giants organization, and to all fans of the NFL. Just FYI. What that caller was talking about in regard to my house being a CVS. So I don't go grocery shopping often. I eat out pretty much every night. Like if I need toilet paper or I need anything.
Well,
like
your mom handles the toilet paper.
Oh, so you know.
I've heard this before.
So you know what he's talking. So my mom lives down in Florida.
But I had no idea this is where this was going. But I had heard this before.
So my mom lives down in Florida. So she visits me twice a year. And she's a big Miami Dolphins fan. So whenever I host on ESPN New York. So whenever, you know, the Dolphins are playing either the Giants or the Jets or whatever, I have her call into the show. And so she was actually on her way up to visit me like in 2 weeks. And she hung up, she's like, did you get the shipment of toilet paper? So my co-host Andrew Gunling says, well, what do you mean? What do you mean the shipment of toilet paper? And I said, she ships me up like a big box of toilet paper when she comes up because she knows when she comes to my house.
There's not going
to
be anything.
I'll be like, Mama, I'll be right back. I'll go get us the toilet paper. So whenever it's like right before she visits, she sends this big box.
She's a woman with a plan.
And then I've got toilet paper for 6 months in my house. So it's a running joke now on ESPN
gotcha.
Radio.
That's why you're
my house is better than CBS, especially right before my mom visits.
That's cute.
201-939-45. She's had a rough season down there with the Dolphins, man.
Oh, she's not the only one.
Okay. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Abdul calling in from Minneapolis. Abdul, welcome into Big Blue Kickoff Live.
Abdul, what's up, man? The guys are coming see you. You going to the game?
I'll be there. Where are you guys? Are you guys going to be there?
No, we're not going to be there.
We're too low
on the totem pole.
We're here in New York City, where, by the way, it's 70 degrees today, people. 70.
My family's from there.
It's just ridiculous.
In New York City.
Crazy.
It's 70.
It's going to be warmer in New York than in L.A. on Christmas. It's crazy.
Right?
Listen, it was raining so hard here last night, I can't imagine if it was cold enough to snow, we would have maybe not made it to work today because it was pouring here.
Well, I'm telling you, right now in Minneapolis, it's like 38. And literally, the bottom is dropping off tomorrow.
Yeah.
You guys are just coming for the worst weather of the year. And then it's going up right after the game's over. So it's just kind of... But I have my Long Johns ready. I pulled them out. I pulled them out of the closet. I got my Sorrels. I got my, you know, my Minnesota ice fishing stuff.
You're gonna bring the Giants some luck.
So I'll be ready.
Hey, Abdul, really quick, because because I had read where Zimmer is saying that if Arizona beats Green Bay, this game will not matter for, regardless of what happens, this game will not matter for the Minnesota Vikings. What will matter is week 17 against Green Bay. So he might rest players. Are you hearing the same thing in Minnesota? Is that the talk right now?
Yeah, I listened to K-Fan last night, and people were talking about that. And what everyone is saying is, don't worry about Green Bay. Just do what we have to do. But a lot of the players are hurt. So that could be an option. As you said, Linval Joseph's hurt. Barr is hurt. And the Green Bay Minnesota game is to another level. You know, it's like Green Bay and Chicago are the two. You know, it's insane. I you can't even imagine. It's like Philly. It's like the Philly game. You know, so
yeah. Philly Dallas.
I hope you know. So as of right now, everyone is playing. Zimmer's not that kind of coach. I think Zimmer's an old school guy who
he
puts his best players out there. I couldn't see him resting anyone. I just couldn't see that happening. But you never know. So,
we hope they do. Maybe they can rest 28. That'd be kind of nice.
Yeah, right. Well, his ankle is barking. So, but also couldn't see. AP's a gamer. You know, he wants to be out there every single snap. You know, so we'll see. But AP has been dropping the ball a lot this year. So he's good for a couple of fumbles. You know, if you hit him the right way, the ball could pop out.
You know, I was kind of just getting to know this game a little bit more, and I saw a stat that he has not run for more than 70 yards since week 12. That's kind of hard to believe, and he's still leading the NFL.
A lot.
Yeah.
His ankle's been kind of sore, and as a running back, having a bad foot or ankle is kind of hard to push off, even for him. But I called for a reason, actually.
Okay, what do you got?
the question was, I was going to ask you, first of all, it was more of a statement. I believe not having Odell, which is, I wouldn't want that, but it might make our offense less, the scouting. It might make him throw out the scouting report. It might make us completely open up and open playbook and not do what we've been doing, which I think could be an advantage to us because I think we'd be breaking out maybe some more screen passes, getting more running backs involved in the offense, some more tight end, and I think we'll be our scouting report is kind of out the window right now, which could be an advantage to us. I'm trying to look at the most positive way to spin this right now, actually. And my second question, which is has nothing to do with the Giants, I'm going to preface it that way. Is it harder for a team to fire a GM and keep a coach, or the other way around, to fire a coach and keep a GM to start over with?
I think it's harder to fire a GM and keep the coach. I really do. Because, a general manager is, everything is running through him. And ultimately, as you've seen, and if you're a fan of football, you kind of understand that the GM wants to be able to hire their coach because he's going to be the fall guy for everything when it happens. So he wants to make sure that if this team is going to go down, it's going to go down with the coach I hired and it's going to go down with me. Well, if they keep the coach and the team goes down, then I never really had a chance to hire my own coach. So I think that's kind of the way you have to look at it.
Okay. Because I'm a really big Tom Coughlin fan, and I think a lot of the press is also. I think the people who are in the know of football realize that this team hasn't quit on him. You know, we've had some heartbreaking losses all throughout the year.
No, they have,
and we play hard. You know, we can't make the stops because I don't think we have the talent out there. But it's not from a lack of effort or lack of preparation. And I think that's the one thing you look at when you want to get rid of a coach. You look at Buffalo. You know, they have they have the talent. But they are not playing for Rex Ryan.
You know what I mean? Like I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you make a good point because this team has not quit on Coach Coughlin. Okay, this team has a lot of will to win. They don't give up. They just fall short because sometimes you don't have the personnel to be able to push in and to put you over the top. And I think that there really has never been a team, at least the team that I was on, that ever quit on Tom Coughlin. Okay, I was on a team in 2003 here with Coach Fossil. That team quit on Coach Fossil. It was just
I also remember the Ray Hanley years. I'm not sure if you remember. You know, I remember watching the Giants. You know, and we had talent, and they completely tuned out Ray Hanley, and that was horrible. You know what I mean? So we've both seen teams quit, and that's not what's happening right now.
And that's one of the variables that you actually, when you are, you know, teams are looking to replace the head coach, the first thing, one of the first things they go to is say, how is this team playing under this current coach? Are they playing for him? Well, yeah, they are playing for Coach Coughlin because they always have. And you hit always hit another one. You said they're always prepared. This team is always prepared. Okay, there's no question about that. From a coaching standpoint, they're prepared. Whether they prepare on their own or not is up to them. And there's sometimes we'll never know that.
And I just can't make you make the play. You can put you in the right spot, but if you're not talented enough, or if you have a mental lapse, that's your problem. And one thing, and I'll let you go, guys, go. Everyone always says that Coach Coughlin makes me a better player, to a man, your interviews. And so you have all these boxes that you're checking off. He makes your team better, they're organized, they're prepared, they play hard. What more do you want in a coach? That's all I got to say. Merry Christmas, guys.
You too. And, Merry Christmas, and thanks for calling
in. How do I find out where is your box going to be at the stadium? You think Schmelk going to be there?
Yeah, John Schmelk will be there, and Paul Dottino. And then Lance and I will be in the studios doing the pregame before.
I think the best thing you can do is just hit Paul Dottino up on Twitter, and maybe you could hook up with him while he's out there.
Fair enough. Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Stay warm. Enjoy the game, and happy holidays.
Thanks, Andrew. Take care, man.
I think everybody knows how much I absolutely
you're
love
making your to-do list.
Tom Coughlin. I am. How much I love Tom Coughlin. I think it's important that fans know, regardless of what happens, we don't know what's going to happen here. We don't. But I think it's important fans understand and know how much his players really, really admire him, respect him, and really love playing for him because it's something that they communicate with me often.
Well, I'll tell you why. I mean, I was one of them playing for him for 6 years and being on five different teams over 22 years. I will tell you this, that the thing about Tom Coughlin that players appreciate is, number one, that he drives them to be better every single freaking day there is, okay? There's not a day you walk into this facility he's not trying to make you better. The second thing is this. He is not going to BS you. It's black and white with him. It's either this or that, okay? He's not going to sugarcoat it for you. And sometimes that's good and sometimes it's bad for players, depending on who you are, okay? But some guys just can't take it. The other thing is that he will make you a better football player because of the way that he does things every single day, not only on and off the field, but in his personal life. You see how he it means so much to him on levels, and that makes you a better person. So that's why people like him. And then the success rate. They know that this coach will prepare this team, prepare you, and give you all the essential tools that you need to go out and win. Then it's just up to you. And we have seen that twice out of his tenure here, two world championships, one in 07, one in 2011. And, you know, that's just something that doesn't come every single year for some coaches never do that. This coach has taken the Giants to two world championships. There's people that will hate him, but there's more and more people that love him, and he's done an outstanding job. And that's why the guys like to play for him. They really do.
Anita March, Jeff Fiegels, and you on Big Blue Kickoff Live. 201-939-4513 is the phone number you want to get in. Just about 20 more minutes left for the show before we really kick off our Christmas Eve.
Yes, can't
right?
wait.
Man, go get my hair did, get my nails done.
I'm going to get my hair done today.
Yeah. Yeah, I see a little. Just need a little buzz up there.
Yeah.
Also, monitoring Twitter hashtag Giants Chat. That is how you get whether questions or comments into us. This is from James. He says Reuben Randle does need to step up.
Yeah, he does. Of course, he does. He's the number one receiver this week. Okay. So, and he will. He'll step up.
Stefan says that Saturday will be the first time that he will ever root for the Eagles. He still doesn't
Thank
know.
You.
He still doesn't know if he thinks he can do it.
I know. I mean, it's hard. Listen, but you know what? Like I said earlier, this is what you never want to do. You never want to have to root for people that you would never root for in your life. It's just it's horrible.
Let's go out. Let's go out to Lynn in Columbia. Lynn, welcome in.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
All right.
All right. Hey, Jeff, listening to some of your comments earlier, I mean, you've really been right on this.
Well, thank you.
On a lot of things, but let me just
what
add
am I wrong,
you know,
about to, do I get a butt?
No, just okay. Just kind of add on.
Sure.
And you know this. That, I mean, everybody knows this also. Triumph's not working, Jeff.
No,
we're not winning.
I am not going to sit here and tell you that trying will always, you know, you can win games trying. You can't. I understand
that.
I understand.
It's 4 out of 5, Jeff. We've lost 4 out of 5 at crunch time.
You know what? And really, when you think from a Giants fan's perspective, from an organizational standpoint, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know, okay? But, you know, when the owner of the team comes to the team last year and says, you know, this is it. We got to make the playoffs. We're not going to go through this again. He said that. That openly has said that.
Yep.
On the
game. Yep.
The other thing is that, you know, trying to – yeah, there's – and again, there's no moral victories in this league. There's none of that stuff.
Right.
You got to win football games, bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, an old Bear Bryant story real quick.
Okay.
Bear needed a pass rush against Auburn. So, and he's not getting it. So he calls the backup defensive end in, and he says, go in there and sack the quarterback. And as the kid runs on the field, he says, I'll try, coach. Brian called him back, and he said, son, the starter's already trying.
That's great. Yeah, there's your point, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's got to translate. It's time to you. I think you expressed it as make a play. I mean, it's really kind of just time to turn these things into win. 4 out of 5 is bad, particularly at this time. Generally speaking, Jeff, you know, on the general manager versus the coach, not our situation, but generally speaking, when you build a case for the general manager, you indict the coach.
Mm-hmm.
When you build a case for the coach, you indict the general manager.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? I mean, either way, right?
Unfortunately, and I think who knows, we might get into that situation later on in the season. Hey, Anita, I want to ask you a quick question about Bridgewater. I know you like Bridgewater.
I do. I like him a lot.
And you've been saying it right from the beginning of the season. You've been very consistent with that. 6'2", 215, according to the Vikings. To me, in terms of a quarterback, you know, a human being, he's big. In terms of a quarterback in the NFL, I'm not so sure. And also, Jeff, maybe you have noticed this also. When he throws the ball, I don't know if he does this on purpose or to compensate for the height situation, he throws a very flat ball. And he comes with 6 different arm angles. Hmm. Now, maybe he's avoiding, you know, all those arms up, hands up, and so forth. But
yeah, sometimes.
It seems to me this is a weak, you know, maybe the play, Jeff, is the tipped ball. I mean, maybe this is it. Maybe this is how we translate the trying into a win. JPP gets that tip. He almost got one last week against Carolina. Almost translated. But that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for this week. I'm sorry about Odell. You know, he's a wonderful player. It'll get better. We'll have him next week for the Eagles, and then next year, and 40 touchdowns later, we're going to love this guy. Hey, happy holidays to you guys.
You too,
Lynn.
Thank you.
I do like Teddy Bridgewater. I had an opportunity. I was in Indianapolis for the Combine, and I had an opportunity to connect with Norv Turner. And heading into the season, the second season under Norv's offense, and then expecting to get Adrian Peterson back and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Norv was really, really excited for this young man. Now, it's been peaks and valleys with him, more valleys than peaks.
Well, it's his second
year. He's won in regard to fantasy, though. Like, he's won football games. Obviously, you've got a Minnesota team that really, week 17, is going to be competing with the Green Bay Packers to win the NFC North. That second-year quarterback, Green Bay Packers, that's not too shabby. Do you know what I mean?
No.
And obviously it begins and ends with Adrian Peterson. I really thought Adrian Peterson would open up things more for Teddy Bridgewater in the passing attack this season. That hasn't happened. You've got Stephon Diggs, who has stepped up in a big way as his number one wide receiver. Cordarrelle Patterson really has not panned out in a big way. From what I understand, he's like one of those guys that just it's really, really difficult for him to understand a playbook. So it's really really difficult for him to be able to read defenses and adjust his routes properly. So their hands are tied there. You have Kyle Rudolph, who, look, solid tight end in the NFL. Best tight end in the NFL? No, not so much, but solid.
I'd play him this week.
It begins. Okay. Are you going to play Kyle Rudolph in your fantasy?
Any team that goes up against a team with a decent tight end, I would play him against the Giants defense because it's just. I'm not telling you something you don't know. It's there. It's just there. I'm telling you. I like Jordan Reed though, but I didn't mean to get you off the subject. Go ahead.
But
Bridgewater is. I saw him play his senior year up at. They played UConn. My son was up there, and it was kind of funny because I wasn't all that impressed with him, but just in that game. I'm just saying. And then I saw. When he got into the league last year, I saw some good things about him, and then I just see him maturing and learning the NFL, learning the game. He's going to be a good one. I mean, he can throw the ball. He's smart. He manages the game. He can get out of the pocket and run.
He put up 5 total touchdowns last week, by the way. And the week before, he passed for over 300 yards against Arizona, to be honest with you, that's probably more impressive to me than him putting up 5 touchdowns against the Chicago Bears.
I think that he is one of those guys where he's accepting in the locker room and his leadership has really started to flourish. And I think that's important for the quarterback position at any team. Really is.
James went to Twitter and said, Anita, why do you spin my comment to your own benefit? It's not my own benefit. This is what he wants me to say. James is tired of Reuben Randall and tired of hearing how he needs to step up. That's his point. All in capital letters. Obviously, James is upset with me on this Christmas Eve. I didn't mean to upset you. I just wanted to get a comment from Jeff Fiegels in regard to how Reuben Randall needs to step up.
Okay, but here's I get what
you're
saying.
Listen, people, it's the holidays. Let's
I know,
be
but
nice.
Here's but I get the frustration, and you know, as much as we've sat on this show, or I have every Mondays and Fridays the whole season, it's the same story, and I get it. Okay, and the only reason we're saying he has to step up this week is because there's no other reason for him not to. Odell's out of the lineup. He has to be the number one guy this week. Okay?
But interesting, you know, you made a point a little bit earlier. You said you've got to get him involved early to keep his interest, keep him focused.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously, don't you think that's going to happen this week? I mean, those targets, those 12 to 15 targets have to go somewhere, Jeff. They have to go somewhere.
All right, so give him 10. Give him 10. Here's 10. Take 10. How many of those 10 are you going to make it work? I hope 10 out of 10. Okay? Give me 10 good routes. Give me 10 good attempts that Eli can throw to you. The next guy, give me 8. Give me 6, whatever it is. Ultimate effort on every single play from every player this weekend. If in fact, you know on Sunday night that the Washington Redskins lost and that now there's a chance – and you're just like the dumb and dumber. So you're saying there's a chance, all right? That's all you need. That's what you have to do. I need all-out effort from every single person. You know what I'm talking about?
Want to remind fans, Big Blue Kickoff Live brought to you by DraftKings. Now, if you've never played on DraftKings, it's changing the way we play fantasy football. Just pick your contest, pick your players like Jeff does. But he doesn't win. Pick up your cash. It's as simple as that. Go to DraftKings.com, enter the promo code CONTACT to claim your free entry today. DraftKings Fantasy Sports, free to play.
Now, I like to get my dig in every week here, okay? And yes, I do not do well on fantasy, okay?
Right.
And I've never declared that I am a fantasy phenom, that I love to play fantasy because I don't.
Right.
But I do like to pick for DraftKings and my fans that like to, even though I don't do a great job. But where I am going to brag on is the one important statistic on our pregame show that has been – I'm riding the wave from start to finish here – is in our over-under segment, absolutely blowing the doors off to Tino and Schmelk on the over-unders. Okay,
is that a big feat?
It's a big because it's real football questions pertaining to the game.
What's the score right now? What do you up
on? We go by percentages.
So what's
I'm in the 60. I think I jumped up to 65 or 66%.
And where are they?
They are in the. I think Paul is maybe in the high 50s, and John is below that. So, with 2 weeks to go, I don't think any of them is going to catch me because I did pretty good last week again.
Okay. For example,
you going to give me an over under here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah, fine. Over under what?
Okay.
How many catches?
So over under Reuben Randall 80 yards and a touchdown.
Over, that's okay. I like the 80 yards. That's going to be an under because I just don't feel like I have a feeling that the game plan is going to be to mix it up all over the place. Will Tye, I would take Will Tye for 80 yards this weekend. So I'm going under on that one, by the way.
Okay, so obviously Will Tye 80 yards and a touchdown over?
Yeah.
Okay. Shane Vereen, 80 all-purpose yards and a score.
That's an over and under, mm-hmm. or fact or fiction?
Over, under.
Over, under. I would go under on that because I don't think that he's going to get a touchdown. I think that maybe he has a couple, you know, overall, all kinds of stuff, but the touchdown, I don't know about the touchdown. Although he did have a touchdown last week.
And last but not least, Rashard Jennings, over, under 100 rushing yards.
Under. I don't think they can do it 2 weeks in a row. Nothing against him. I go on fact. And they haven't done it all season, so it doesn't mean that they are now this just super running team that they're going to come out and do it 2 weeks in a row. I hope they do, but for, you know, discussionary purposes, no. It's
all right. And I am going to give a little nugget here in regard to DraftKings.
Yeah.
My favorite play this week is Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown stack.
Watch out for those guys in the playoffs, boy. Man,
okay.
Tell you. Their
offense
is ridiculous.
How impressive were they against the Denver Broncos that second half?
They are just sick.
Week?
And you know what?
Ridiculous,
I think when you talk about, I don't want to get too far into this, but when you think about how there are turning points in a season,
mm-hmm.
how about when Ben Roethlisberger wasn't even going to play that game, and he had to come in that game and he threw three touchdowns. Remember?
Yeah.
That to me was the turning point for that Steelers team that week.
That was it.
That was it for me. So I like turning points.
And you know what's interesting is that this is a Steeler team that I think a lot of people are saying the same thing you are, like, ooh, watch out for them. They're peaking at the right time. But do you know that they are giving up the most?
Their defense.
And the passing attack. It's really mind-boggling.
It is.
Because they are number one against the rush, but they are almost close to, of course, the Giants and the
Saints.
New Orleans Saints as the worst against the pass. And this is a pass-happy league.
Yeah.
But they are number one against the run. It's unbelievable to me. Anyway, let's go to Don in New York. Don, welcome into Big Blue Kickoff Live.
Hi, Don.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Wonderful.
I just wanted to talk about Odell,
really?
And maybe I'm beating the dead horse. You know, there's a lot of blame to go around with what happened. You know, the refs didn't take care. I think if the refs had, you know, stepped in sooner, things would have changed. Certainly Odell's to blame. But my disappointment is with the coaching staff of the Giants. I mean, you know, I know in the meeting when Tom was talking about after the game, and he sometimes said he wasn't sure exactly how many penalties he had. You know, and nobody wants to take him out in the middle of a game, especially when it's an important one. But they, in effect, did that by not doing something. I mean, both him and McAdoo, they talked about, even in his interview, saying that, you know, he mentioned that he was talking to him during the time, but he just kind of almost implied that he was so busy managing the game, which he may have been doing, that he really didn't have time to really talk to Odell about what was going on. And the fact that they didn't do it is the reason why we don't have him today. I mean, I mean for this Sunday. It just seems, I mean, all 80,000, I'm there, I'm a longtime season ticket holder. Everybody knew that, what was going on and couldn't believe what was not happening.
Sure.
And it just disappoints me because I'm a real big Tom Coughlin fan, and that they really let it get to the point that it was, and maybe the refs, you know, should have done it first, but they didn't, and I think it was the responsibility of the coaching staff to do something, because even if, you know, you're taking him out, his head wasn't in the game anyway, and McAdoo said that in his interview, so he wasn't helping us anyway. He wasn't in the game. He was more concentrated, so sit him down, and maybe things would have been different. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think there's plenty of blame to go along, in my opinion, for everybody here. I mean, all the people you
right.
just mentioned, I think there's probably a little bit of blame for all of them.
Right.
I think the one thing to me is that, you know, you can't say that with all the talk going up into this game last week with Norman and Odell, you can't help but think that this was addressed before the game, that somebody
right.
had said, hey, Odell, by the way, you're a young guy. You know, we've been around this game long enough to know that there's trash talking going on. There was people trash talking me in pregame before. DeSean Jackson, he used to come up to me all the time. I'm going to take one back on you today. It's just trash talking stuff, right?
What would you say about it?
Well, the first time he did, he was a rookie, and I basically told him, you know, where to go as being a rookie. I said, you know, yeah. let me tell you, he was pretty scary to kick to anyways. But the trash talking goes on, and it's not
right.
something that he's not used to, because it goes on in college football too. So it's a matter of the – it's at what time, when does it become the boiling point is when the maturity steps in. And I think that everybody has a little bit of share to blame there. I really do.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, and when you talk about the officials, and we don't like to talk about the officials that much, but
right.
there's some blame there. There's some blame in the coaching staff. There's some blame Odell. There's some blame on maybe some of the guys on the team could have stepped in. I mean, there's a whole lot of set of circumstances here that everyone's going to be able to learn from, unfortunately, at the cost of him, one, Odell, being out of this game. So.
Right. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Don. Thank you. You know what I mean? Anita, there's a lot of stuff to be kind of spread around here. It is.
I said the same thing you did. I think I look at this whole situation like an onion, and there's so many layers that you got to peel back, and there's so much to learn from this situation moving forward, I think, for the league, for the team, for the player. It's unfortunate that it did happen. Right now, this organization, this team, this locker room, fans need to pay attention to what's about to happen here, and that is week 16 of the NFL season.
Yeah, it's hard enough to focus on that.
Yeah. So just to recap, okay? So Giants fans, this is what your weekend is going to look like. So on Saturday night, you want to be rooting. I know this is going to be difficult, but you do want to be rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles. First and foremost, that's imperative. Number two, on Sunday, the 4 o'clock game, I'm going to say it's a 4:30 kickoff. You want to be rooting for the Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals beat the Green Bay Packers. Then the game Sunday night for Minnesota going up against the Giants really doesn't mean much. What really means a lot for the Vikings and the Green Bay Packers is that week 17 game, whoever wins, then wins that division, the NFC North.
And I will tell you this. Don't count on Coach Zimmer like sitting all his guys down just because of that. But he may take some guys out because of some injuries that may be lingering. But
well,
you've got
Adrian Peterson who's dealing with an ankle issue.
So if they really need him, if it's going to count for next week, and the other guys that are kind of hurt, you may see them on a limited basis, which could help the Giants. And I think the first game we got to look at is that Washington Dallas game because that's really the big one.
Absolutely.
You
know. Absolutely.
Is that's on Saturday, you said?
That's on Saturday night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but you might want to adjust your schedule with the 23 people coming to town to hang out with the Feagles family.
I figure by Saturday I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll feel great.
You just kick them out.
I mean, this is only Thursday.
You just kick them. All right, everybody out.
Get out of my – no, hey. That'll be happening tonight. Trust me. Don't wait till Saturday.
Hey, always a blast when I host this show.
You too, Anita. Thank you, and Merry Christmas. And
I absolutely adore
and,
you.
And, make sure that – now, is your mom actually coming into town?
No, my mom. Thank gosh. Not that I don't – I need toilet paper. I need a shipment of toilet paper. Mom, if you're watching, please – feel free. Send one up. No, she is not here for the weekend.
Well, have a fun time in the city.
Thank you. Thank
Behave
you very
yourself,
much. It's going to be a nice weekend. I'll be watching. I'll be cheering on
those
Eagles.
Yeah.
Myself. I actually have some friends who are in town in the city from Philadelphia. So they even
Eagles
said,
fans?
Hey, do you know a great place we can go watch the Eagles game somewhere?
It's funny you say that because one of our neighbors that is coming over tonight is a huge Eagles fan. And I will have a beer with him tonight saying, you know what, Ed, you know. Listen, I'm gonna vote for you. I'm gonna root for your Eagles this weekend. He's a big Eagles fan. He had my jersey from when I was with the Eagles, number 5, by the way. They retired it.
Did he ask you to sign
it? Just wrong name on it.
Did
it says
you,
McNabb.
Did he ask you to sign it? Did you autograph it for?
No, it's my jersey. He wears.
Oh, he wears.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah. He has my jersey. I give it to him to wear, but I'm not signing my own jersey.
So just a reminder again, no Big Blue Kickoff Live tomorrow. It is Christmas Day.
Take the day off, folks.
Enjoy with you and yours.
Yes.
And for all of us here at the Giants organization, wishing everybody out there a fantastic holiday.
Here we go. Come on, man. We need the work. Let's go.
He's got through. 35, 30.